Yerushalchem, Erev Tov, Shavua Tov. We are continuing with Hashem. We are holding today's Daf is Daf Kaf. We left on Yutera Mudbet at the Mishnah. New Mishnah should be a short Daf this evening. Tonight's class will be for the Refu Ashlamah Valachalim, Yifrat Shalmo Ben Sarah, David Ben Rachel, Yafalad Devorah, Rivka Bat Yocheved, Rivka Bat Esther, Shalmo Ben Esther, Ephraim Ben Leah, Moshe Ben Chana, Yafa Bat Miriam, Yehuda Ben Yafa, Chaya Sar Bat Simcha, Rachel Bat Chana, David Ben Esther, Simcha Ben Malka Miriam, Bat Yocheved, Eliza Ben Miriam, Chana Elena Bat Naomi, Rachel Esther Bat Tamar, Esther Bat Chana, Lehavdil Elon Nishmat, Leel Dina Bat Ephraim, Elishava Bat Aharon, Aharon Ben Yitzchak, Binyamin Ben Yitzchak. Okay, we left on Yutet Amud Ben 19b. We're holding at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. The Mishnah says, everyone see the Mishnah? Hakol kesherin likrot et ha-Megillah, chutz mi-cheresh shoteh ve-katan. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah except for a cheresh, shoteh, and katan. A cheresh is a deaf person who can speak. I mean, I think it's a medaber ve-no shomea. I think he can speak, but he can't hear. Right, but I think in this case he specifically can't hear. I think it's specifically talking about someone who can't hear, but he can read and he can speak. Huh? Yeah, so he has to be able to read it, to be able to speak it out, to read the Megillah.
So that means that see, word is to yourself, because then you can just read with your eyes. If you read it to yourself, you just do this.
No, so you have to read with your mouth. We're going to see that. You have to read with your mouth. Yeah, so he can speak, he can read, but he cannot hear. Shote is someone who's a stupid person, like he's crazy, he's gone nuts. Vekatan, and a child. These people, they can read the Megillah, they cannot read the Megillah, everybody else can. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda, he says that a katan, a child, is allowed to read as well. The Gemara will explain. Man tana cheresh diavad nami lo. Who is the Tana that holds that even a cheresh, even bediavad, after the fact, let's say a deaf person, he read the Megillah for everyone, even after the fact, they did not fulfill their obligation. Who is the Tana? Amar Rav Matna, Rabbi Yosehi. It's opinion of Rabbi Yosehi. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Masechet Brachot. It's in multiple places. I mean, we see it here also. We see it in Masechet Megillah, and then it connects to other Masechetot also. Says Hakoret et Shema lo yishmiel lo ozno yatsa. If someone reads Shema and they don't hear themselves say the words, they still fulfill the obligation according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yosef says lo yatsa. They did not fulfill their obligation if you don't hear yourself say the words. So what do you see? Rabbi Yosef is of that opinion that if you cannot hear yourself say the words, you don't fulfill your obligation. So too with Megillah, he says if you cannot hear yourself say it, meaning because the person is deaf, he cannot fulfill the obligation for anybody. So the Gemara says, "Umimai de Rabbi Yosehi, udiavad nami lo." How do we know the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, and he says that even after the fact, you don't fulfill the obligation? Dilma, Rabbi Yudahi, lechatchilahu de lo, hadiavad shapir dame. Maybe our Mishnah, its author is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's just saying, ideally, a deaf person should not read the Megillah, but if he does, after the fact, it's mutar, it's beseder, he fulfilled the obligation. So Gemara says, lo sagad atach, don't think that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? The katan is cheresh dumya de shote v'katan. Because it says a deaf person is similar to a stupid and a child person. And a child. Ma shote v'katan di avad namilo. Just like a person who's gone crazy and a child, both of them, even after the fact, they don't fulfill the obligation if they read. Av cheresh di avad namilo. So to a deaf person, even after the fact, but the avad we would say is not fulfilled the obligation, and this cannot go like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's only lechatchila, it's only ideally. But with the avad you would fulfill it. It's not like that opinion. Our Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda. With Dilma Hakadita Vahakadita. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, why are you connecting a cheresh to a shoten katan? Why are you connecting a deaf person to a crazy or a child? Maybe they're just two different cases. There's a deaf person case, and there's a stupid or crazy person and a child. They're two completely different cases. So the Gemara says, Midekatani Seifa, from the fact of the end of the Mishnah. If you look at the end of our Mishnah, what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. Says that Rabbi Yehuda, he permits with a child. What does that tell you? Miklad deresha lav Rabbi Yehuda. That you can infer that the beginning of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. It cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. If you tell me that the beginning of the Mishnah says something is forbidden, and the end of the Mishnah says it's permitted, clearly the end of the Mishnah does not agree with the beginning of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, cannot be the same author at the beginning of the Mishnah who says that a child does not fulfill the obligation, so clearly it cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Bach takes out these next two lines, so we skip these two lines and we go down to the next Vedilma. So we skip two lines. Vedilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe really the whole Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. V'trei gavne katan katanila. And he was teaching two different types of children. What does he mean? V'chasuri mechsereva achi katane. He was leaving out some extra words, and this is what he actually should have said. Hakol kasherin likrot at ha-megillah. Everybody is kasher to read the Megillah, chutz mi-cheresh v'teve katan. Except for, like we said in our Mishnah, right, chashu, like a deaf person, a crazy person, or a child. When is that the case? Only a child who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, the age of understanding. Right? A child who's too young, he's 5 years old, he hasn't reached, you know, some big machloket, what's the age of chinuch? Not to get into it. 6, 7, 9 years old, different opinions. But simply speaking, he's a young child, he doesn't understand. That person cannot read the Megillah. Aval, bekatan sheigil chinuch, but a child who's reached the age of chinuch, who understands, he understands education, he's at, let's say, he's 9, 10 years old, he understands everything going on. Afilo chatchila, he can even read the chatchila ideally. Why should Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan? Because Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, permits with a child of that age. What do you see from this opinion? It could be that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was just leaving out some extra words. The beginning of the Mishnah, he was saying a child at 5 years old cannot read. But if the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was saying, but if the child is 10 years old, he could read. And maybe it would make sense. The Gemara says, "B'mayo kimta." So how do we establish our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, udiavad. He says, maybe we say like Rabbi Yehuda, and only lechatchila is a problem of a bidiavad, but after the fact, if the child read, it would still be okay. Shkumar says, Elahad etani, but that which is taught after this is Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, taught, Cheresh ha-medaber ve'no shomeh. If you have a deaf person, or is it, yeah, he's the other way now. It's a person who can speak, but he cannot hear. He says, Torem lechatchila. He is a different case. He is allowed to give teruma even ideally. We have a din in a whole different case now of teruma. What's the din with teruma? When a person gives teruma, he has to make the bracha. Right? When he's making a bracha now, he has to be able to hear what he's saying. So even though whenever he's mafrish truma, he can't hear his own bracha, right? Because he can't hear the words, because he can't hear the cheres of that person. So over here, what do you see? Even the person who can't hear, this opinion, Yehuda, says that you're allowed to say the bracha, he's allowed to be the one to do the truma, even lachatchila. So who's the author of this? Mani. Who says this? How can that be? If you're telling me that even the person who can't hear, he can make the bracha, lechatchila, even ideally, so clearly it's not like we were saying, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah was saying only b'diavad, only after the fact. Now they're trying to say, even lechatchila.
Not deaf mute,
deaf who can't
talk.
Deaf who can't, right.
Same when we're talking about
the same as before.
Yeah.
Sorry, the same as before. He's a cheresh who's deaf, he cannot hear himself speak. Right? He can only speak, but he can't hear. So it's Mani, who is the author? In Rabbi Yehuda, if you say it's Rabbi Yehuda, diavad in lechatchila lo. Then only b'diavad would be okay, not lachatchila, not ideally. So clearly, it doesn't go like that opinion. Either Rabbi Yosei, if you say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosei, diavad namilo. Rabbi Yosei would say that even b'diavad it doesn't work, right? Both of his cases, we're talking about a cheresh who can't hear, but he can speak. That's what it was saying. Sorry, I may have misworded that before. I may have said the other way around. It's like someone who cannot hear, but he can speak. So in our case, who is the author of this case? That they said lachatchila, he can do the truma. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, it should be only b'diavad. If it's Rabbi Yosei, it should not even be b'diavad. Even us, it should be asur even b'diavad. So the Gemara says, ve'elamai. So what are you going to say? Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil l'chatchila. He says, maybe we could say it's Rabbi Yehuda. And even ideally, meaning what did Rabbi Yehuda mean in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda meant that even l'chatchila, or over here in this case, Rabbi Yehuda means that even l'chatchila, even somebody who cannot hear himself say the brachot, or cannot hear himself say the Megillah, he can still be the one to read. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. The Gemara says, "Elahad etani." If that's the case, that would just on the brayta. Lo yevarech adam berkat hamazon belibo. A person should not just read berkat hamazon with his eyes. You have to actually say the words. Vim birech yatsa. And if you did make the bracha in your heart, or I think over here it actually may mean something different. Usually, when we say berkat hamazon belibo, usually it means reading it by heart without reading it with your mouth. Over here, I don't think that's what it means. I think over here it means reading it quietly that you cannot hear yourself say it. So it's interesting why it changes the Lashon over here. But it says in the sense that if you should not read Berkat HaMazon so low that you can't hear yourself say it. But if someone does read it to that extent, in that low of a voice, v'im birech yatsa, he fulfills his obligation. What do you see? It's b'diavad. So who is the author of this? Mani. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yosei. It cannot be both either Rabbi Yehuda. It cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yosei. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda, if you go like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda would say it's even lachatchila. Right? He said, even lachatchila. You can say it without mashmiya le'ozno, without hearing yourself say it, lachatchila, because we brought the proof from the case of Truma. If you say it to Rabbi Yosei, he says you're not allowed to do that, and if you do it, you do not fulfill your obligation at all. Nobody's taking the middle ground anymore. So who's the middle? It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Yose, right? That's what the Gemara says. It says, E Rabbi Yehuda, if you say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, afilu lechatchila. Even ideally, he can be the one to, he can say Abrikan Mazon, even if he doesn't hear himself say the words. E Rabbi Yose, and if it's the opinion of Rabbi Yose, afilu diavad namilo, even bidiavad, even after the fact, if somebody said Abrikan Mazon, he didn't hear himself say it, he wouldn't fulfill his obligation. So who's the author of this that says that if you say it, but you don't hear yourself say it, you fulfill your obligation? Who is the author? It cannot be. Because Leolam, really, we say Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu chatchila. Rather, the case of Kirat Shema, like we said earlier, that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even if you don't hear yourself say it, you can still, it's okay. And even the chatchila, he says, even if a person does it quietly and cannot even hear him say it, it's ideal too. He says, v'lakasha, and it's not difficult on what we brought in the case of Teruma. Why? Hadidei, hadrabei. It's two different opinions. One is his opinion, and one is the opinion of his rabbi. How do we see that? The Tanya, as the Braita says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hakoret Shema, Tzarech Sheyashmiya La'ozno. If someone reads Shema, he has to hear himself say it. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Where does he learn out from? The word Shema. Hashmiya La'oznecha, Ma She'ata Motzi Mipicha. Hear the words that you are bringing out of your mouth. From the word Shema. So that's the name of his rabbi. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Asher Anochi Mitzavvecha Hayom Al Vavecha. That I command you today on your heart. What does that mean? Achar Kavanat HaLev Hen Hen HaDeverim. That everything goes off to the heart. Meaning, even if you don't hear yourself say the words, you still fulfill the obligation. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda was just saying it in the name of his rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda himself. What does he hold? That it's mutar to even say it, even if you don't hear yourself say it. But in his name of his rabbi, he was saying that, no, my rabbi would say that you have to, Mashmiya La'ozno, you have to hear yourself say it. That's a difference of opinion. So the Gemara says, "Hashtad achi ati lahachi." Now that we have arrived to this point, afilo temer Rabbi Yehuda kerabes virale. Even if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his rabbi, v'hadetani Yehuda bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. And now, which we taught the case of Teruma, the case of Teruma, where the person who can't hear himself can even be mafrish lachatchila without even being able to hear himself make the bracha. Who is that? That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. It's not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning you can say that Rabbi Yehuda goes with his rabbi. And who is the author who says that even lachatchila, you can say a bracha, even if you don't hear yourself say it? It's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Maybe we could say it's not even a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So just to bring it all back together, we had a few different cases. Which opinion was Rabbi Yehuda? Who's the author of our Mishnah? We came to the maskana that really Rabbi Yehuda, it could be one of two cases. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with his rabbi, or he has a difference of opinions with his rabbi. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the chatchila, a person is allowed to just say it without even being able to hear himself say Berkat Mazon or saying any of the brachot, even if he doesn't hear himself say it. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that no, he has to be mashmiya le'ozno. Or we can say that Rabbi Yehuda really agrees with his rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have to be mashmiya le'oznecha, but Rabbi Meir is the other opinion who says that no, you don't necessarily need to you don't need to do that. And even if you have a cheresh who cannot hear himself make the bracha on teruma, he can still be the one to be torem lechatchila. Okay, the sugya ends like there. We'll stop for questions. Continuing, so the Mishnah then said, Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. Sorry, I went on one full rant. I didn't want to stop in the middle because we would get mixed up. Rabbi Yehuda, he says a katan is kasher. The Masor of the Shas says, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Katan Haiti v'karite lemalam Rabbi Tarfon v'zekenim belot. He says, when I was a child, I read before Rabbi Tarfon and the elders in Lod. He says, so I know that a child is kasher. They didn't tell me anything. Amru lo, ein mevi'in raya min katan. We do not bring a proof from a child. No proofs from children. Okay? Tanya. Amar Rabbi, Katan Haiti v'karite lemalam Rabbi Yehuda. He says, when I was a child, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he said, I read in front of Rabbi Yehuda. I read before Rabbi Yehuda. Amrullah, they said to him, Ein mevi'in raya min amatir. You cannot bring a proof from the one who permits it. Meaning, yeah, we know there's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who you read in front of that permits it. We're trying to bring a proof that, we're trying to say that there's another opinion. It could be that somebody else disagrees with you and the child is not allowed to read. Imagine they come and tell me, you know, this rabbi permits doing X. Okay? How do I know? What's the proof? I acted the way he permitted in front of him and he didn't say anything to me. Is that a proof? No, he may permit it for you, but maybe another rabbi doesn't permit it. So there's no way to prove, because go and show your act in front of a different rabbi and prove it to me like that. That's the way to prove it.
You know how that time two different children act differently
sometimes. Right, right. Okay, let's continue. Velem Rule, they said, say to him, Why doesn't he just say, we don't bring a proof from a child? Why does he say, we don't bring a proof from the one who permits it? So he says, Chada ve'odka amrule. He was saying two things. Chada de katana ita. Number one, he was a child. And child, we don't bring a proof from a child. Ve'od, and also, afilu gadol ha'ita, even if you're an adult, ein mevi'in ra'ya min amatir. We don't bring a proof. I'm recording. We don't bring a proof from a person who permits it. So, since he was doing it in front of the rabbi who permitted it, Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot bring a proof from that case because he's doing it in front of the one who permits it. He must be doing it in front of somebody else who does not permit it to bring a proof from that case. If you would like, I'm using my phone for recording, so I can. Okay? New Mishnah. Ein korin et ha-megillah. You cannot read the Megillah, velo malin, and you do not give brit milah, velo tovlin. The people who are tameh, they need to go into mikveh, they cannot do tevilah, velo mazin, we don't pour the water of the efer ha-parah on the tameh person. Vechen shomeret yom keneged yom, or a woman, let's say we know a woman, without getting too into it, a woman midoraita, she only has to wait the 7 days. The Chachamim said, they added and said we're machmir to 7 clean days afterwards, but midoraita, after the 7 days that she waits, if she sees blood during the 7 clean days, she would have to wait yom keneged yom. She would wait 1 day for each day that she saw. If she saw 3 days in a row, then she becomes a zavag gedola, which we could spend a whole hour on discussing, but that would be a whole different case. So he says, someone who is only saw once blood during those 7 clean days, lo tidbol ad shetenetzachama. All of these cases, they shouldn't do it until netzachama. You have to wait till sunrise. Right? Brit Milah, you have to wait till sunrise. It says, Vechulan, she'asu, mish'alad amud ha-shachar, kasher. And any of them who did so, once it was amud ha-shachar, once it was, the crack of dawn, they fulfilled the obligation, but it's not the ideal way to do so. The Gemara says, minalan. How do we know this? So the Gemara says, damar kra, the pasuk says, vayemim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. He says, those days, how do we know that all of these things can only be done at day, during the day? He says, those things in the Megillah were remembered and done. She says, Bayom in, balayla lo. He says, Yamim. So during the day, you're allowed to do them, but not during the night. So that's why he learns out from the first case.
Huh?
From Netz and Bediavad from Alot HaShachar. Right? So that's where he brings it from. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's say there's a contradiction on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you're obligated to read the Megillah at night and another time during the day. So if he says you have to read it at night, what do you see? That you're reading the Megillah at night time. So it disagrees with our opinion. You say you have to do it during the day. He says, no. What he was teaching on was on the case of the day. Meaning when it says, when we said in our Mishnah that only during the day, that's only talking about the daytime reading. Meaning there's two obligations to read. There's one obligation at night, there's one during the day. On the daytime reading of the Megillah, that must be done after Netz. That's what it was talking about. Huh?
The day is the main one.
The day is the main one. We're going on the day. That's what I said. Okay, velo malin. We said you do not give brit milah vechule. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, yom hashemini imol. That on the 8th day you give the brit milah. What does it say there? Bayom, on the day. There's a lot of stories of people who they wait, they delay the Brit Milah till late afternoon, close to nighttime. Rabbi Ben Chaim is very against, or Ovadia is a teshuvah. He says, is it better to wait for people to come and have all the family come and you wait till later in the afternoon and you push off the Brit Milah, or should do it earliest in the morning as soon as you can, even if it's only 10 people? So he said, halakha l'maaseh, Rabbi Ovadia says, he says you should do it earlier in the morning. Not at nighttime. Hashulah. At nighttime is pasul. But he says, don't push it off. He says, Zerzin Makdimin Mitzvot comes before Berov Amad Rad Melech. And we asked our Ibn Chaim, what if it's not a matter of doing it in the morning or the afternoon? We said, what if it's between doing it at 8:30 a.m. or at 11:30 a.m. And the difference would be, you're doing it a few hours later in order not to, so that all the family can come and everyone can come. So he said, up until Chatzot. He says, you can only do that until Chatzot. After Chatzot, you're not allowed to push it off. He says, up until Chatzot, you can wait, but before, you have to do the Brit Milah before Chatzot. This is a big inyan to do it before Chatzot. Yeah, so he said, until Chatzot. So he didn't fully agree, but he said, until Chatzot, you can do that. It's an interesting halakha. Okay? So the Gemara says, velo tovlin velo mazin. You don't tovel, you don't pour the liquid to purify people, the me'efer ha-parah. He says, dichtiv, as pasuk says, v'izah ta'or ala tameh, that he bayom ha-shevi, on the 7th day, the ta'or person purified the tameh person. On the 7th day, you see the ve'itkash tevilah la-hazayah, and the person who has to do tevilah is a connection to the one who has to do hazayah. The person who has to get anointed by the water of the Efer HaPara, so he is connected in the Pasuk to the Tevila, in the sense that they both have to be done during the day. V'chen shomer yom keneged yom. Lo tidbol ad shetenetzach hama. We said also the woman who sees blood, she should not go until she sees sunrise. So when it says pshita, obviously, ma'ishna shomer yom keneged yom, mikol chayvei tevilot. What's the difference between the woman who saw one day of blood in the seven clean days, than any other person who's obligated to do Tevila? Obviously they should wait till netzach hama.
So,
huh? Right, of course. So it says, itzterich. It says, and you need this case. Why? You need the case of Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. I would have thought to say, Tieve Kereiya Rishona Shel Zav. They should be like the original, the first time a Zav sees in a seminal emission. And the first time that a Zav sees a seminal emission is, has a hekesh, has a connection to a Bal Keri. Dichtivas Basuk says, Zot Torat HaZav, Vasher Tetzem Mimenu Shechvat Zera. And how do we learn? What do we learn from this? Ma baal keri tovel bayom, just like a baal keri, he does tevila during the day. Hi nami litbol bayome. So to the zav, should the zav, a person who sees a seminal emission, should also do tevila during the day. Veha bimaman lo matzed tavla, but the zava, the woman who saw that one day of blood, she cannot go during the day. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, kol yemei zova kemishkav nidata yela. That all the days of her zova or her zav, she should stay in the status as if she's a nida, meaning she should be shomer. She has to guard one day, kaneged that day that she saw blood. So he says, "Belelia mihad leavid miktzat shimur v'titbol." I would have thought to say that maybe you know, nevertheless, at night time, that night, meaning that night, the second night, in essence, you can just do a little bit of shimur. You just you shomer yom keneged yom. So you watch a little bit of the night time, and after a little bit of the night time, you can go. Then kamash malan. He says no. So we learn from this kevan de ba'ya sefira. Since you're required to do counting, right? Like the, we said in the pasuk, she has to count 7 days. So to over here, she has to count. So he says sefira bimamahi, and sefira, we know that the counting has to, of the zava gedola is during the day, right? The pasuk says v'safira la shivat yamim. You count for her 7 days. So too, she has to also count during the day, and she has to wait until the daytime, until netzach hama, to actually do tevila, to go into the mikveh. Okay, we're stopping there for question. Continue on the next amud. V'kulan sha'asu mishala amud ha-shachar kasher. And anyone who did any of these mitzvot from amud ha-shachar, it's kasher. It's bediavad. It's okay. Right? From where do we know this? Amar Rava. Rava says, Damar Kara, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elohim Leor Yom. He called the day Yom. So he says, light Yom. What does that mean? Lemeir Uba Kara O Yom. That when the light came, meaning when there was light that came out, once the light started coming out, he called that day. So he says, Elamenata, if that's the case, Velachoshech Kara Laila, and he called the darkness night, Lemachshich uba kara laila. He says, if you say that it's, he called the night darkness, whenever it becomes dark, it's considered night. That means already from sunset, we call it nighttime. But we know that's not the case. We go to the kochavim. Hakai melan, da'at to the kochavim, lav lailahu. We know that until the stars come out, it's not considered nighttime. So how can you tell me that we go based on this logical thing that you're trying to say? Ela amar bizera mehacha. We learn off on this pasuk. Va'nachnu osim imlacha. It's the same Gemara in Brachot. In the beginning of Brachot, Daf Bet, I think. Va'nachnu osim imlacha. Ve'chetziam machzikim remachim. Me'alot ha-shachar ad tzedek kochavim. He says we are dealing with work, and half of them are holding, they're holding their spears from alot ha-shachar until tzedek kochavim. Ve'omer, and it says in other pasuk, It's a different halayla mishmar, and it was for us that night a mishmar. It says my ve'omer. What is it coming to tell us by bringing an extra pasuk? V'chi tema. Maybe it was saying mishala muda shachar lav yemama. Maybe once it was crack of dawn, it's not really considered daytime. U'michi arva shimsha, when the sun sets lelia, it's actually nighttime. Ve'inu mikadmei machashkei. And these people who were doing their work from alot ha-shachar all the way until tzedek kochavim, what they would do is, whenever it becomes nighttime, it's already considered nighttime. Once the sun sets, it would be considered nighttime. So meaning from alot ha-shachar, it's not considered daytime yet, until netz. And at shkiah, at sunset, it would already be considered nighttime. Right? And maybe these people, when they were working, they were machmir, they were strict to start earlier and end later. So they started their work from before the morning started, at lot ha-shachar, and they ended at tzedek kochavim after the night. The Gemara says, that's why it said, tashma, v'hayu lanu alayla mishmar, v'hayom melacha. And so it taught us that the day actually begins from alot ha-shachar. They were keeping it on the exact times, and the night actually begins at tzedek kochavim. That's the time frame. So that's what he's trying to teach us over here, teaching us that it's not coming to prove that shkia, sunset, is actually considered nighttime. Okay, new Mishnah. Kol hayom kasher lekriyata Megillah. All day is kosher for the reading of Megillah, or the kriyata Halel, for reading of Halel, tikat shofar, blowing of the shofar, ule nitilat lulav, shaking of the lulav, ule tefilat ha-musafin, the prayer of the musafin, ule musafin, and the korban of the musaf, ule vidui ha-parim, and the admitting, they would do a vidui, if someone would do it, bring like a sin offering or of some sort, they would do a vidui on the animal, ule vidui ma'aser, they would have set viduyim. Right, Rashi says, par ha'alem davar shatzibur, upar kohen mashiach, shemechudin alav chet, shevi'uhu alav, k'damrin ha'masachat yomah, discusses over there, vivada lachatat, right, he brings his sin offering and he would do the vidui on it. And the case also, ulvidui ma'aser, the case of vidui ma'aser, where you have to admit that you gave all of your ma'asrot, ulvidui yom kippurim, the vidui we do on yom kippur, lesmicha, the pushing down on the animal, leshchita, the slaughtering of the animal, letnufa, the waving of the animal, lahagasha, the bringing closer of the mincha, of the menachot, to the corner of the mizbeach. Then there's all of these things are daytime mitzvot. They can be done all day long. And then it says here, the kmitza, right? The kmitza that we do with the comets, with the frankincense, ula haktara, the sacrificing, ula melika, they would chop their nail through the back neck of the chickens to do melika. Sorry, that's melika, the birds, the chickens are all the same, right? Ula kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, ula hazayah, the sprinkling of the blood, ula hashkayat sota, and also the pouring the water for the sota woman, ula arifat ha'agala, and the doing the egla arufa, the slaughtering of the animal when a person dies, we do it in the middle of two cities, ula taharat ha'mitzora, and the purifying of a person who has tzaraat. All of these things, all daytime mitzvot. Kol halayla kasher. I guess I mentioned in the previous Mishnah, right? I mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Why isn't it mentioned? Okay, it's a good question. Kol ha'layla kasher lekitzirat ha'omer. All night is kosher for the reaping of the omer. Ulehekter chalavim, the sacrificing of the fats, ve'evarim, and the limbs. Ve'ze haklal. Okay, this is the general rule. Davar shemitzvato bayom, kasher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvato ba'layla, kasher kol ha'layla. Any thing that it's mitzvah is during the day, it's mitzvah is all day long. And if it's mitzvah at night, it's mitzvah is all night long.
Unless it's specified like, by a certain time of day.
Of course, unless it's otherwise specified. Right. And there's also lots of questions with regards to Kriyat Shema, the latest time for Shema Yisrael at night time, is a big machloket in the Rishonim. That you have until Alot HaShachar, like this Mishnah is saying, that all mitzvot that apply at night time, it's all night long. Even though there are opinions, and it's good to be machmir to try to say it by Chatzot, I think it's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, but still, if a person miss Chatzot, you can say it until Alot HaShachar.
And until
Alot HaShachar. Crack of dawn, Alot HaShachar. Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Gemara, the Gemara says, Minalan, from where do we know this? From where do we know what? What is the Gemara asking? Where do we know what?
The day is for Megillah.
Yeah, how do we know all day long you have for the Mikra Megillah? The Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, Vahyamim ha'ele, Niskarim and Asim. It says, Hayyamim, during these days. It uses the same Pasuk as before. These days are remembered and done. So it's daytime mitzvah. The Kriyat ha'alel. How do we know the halel is all day? Dichtiv, as Pasuk says, Mimizrach Shemesh ad Mevo'o. From the time the sun essentially comes up until the sun goes down. That's exactly what it's saying. Okay? And then it says, there's different gears over here. Rav Yosef Omer, Ze Hayom Asaduna, he says from a different pasuk in the Megillah, we say this is the day that Hashem created, Nagila v'nisichabo, proving that, Ze Hayom, right? Today, only during that day, so that only throughout the day you have the mitzvah of Halel. Then the next part, he says, "Ulanitilat lulav, the shaking of the lulav, dichliv ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, on the first day, only during the daytime. Ulatkiat shofar, the blowing of the shofar, dichliv yom teruah yelachem. There should be a day of teruah, meaning teruah can only be during the day. Ulmusafin, the musaf, dichliv devar yom b'yomo." Has to be during the day. Interesting question. I just noticed now. I didn't notice this when I was learning this previous times. But in our Mishnah, it first stated Tfilat HaMusafin. In the Gemara, it answers the question about the Korban of the Musaf first. It's an interesting question if you have any answer. Then it says,
I mean, is that one based on the other?
Huh?
One is based on the other.
So why does it reverse the order in the Mishnah and the Gemara?
Maybe one should come and tell you what is that for Korban and Tfilat Musaf follows.
I didn't understand.
I mean, we're basing Tfilat Musaf based on Korban Musaf.
Okay.
Once you come and establish what is the din for Korban Musaf, then the halakha of Tfilat Musaf will follow, no?
But in the Mishnah it says Tfilat Musaf in first. That's my question. Why did they change the order? Okay, so that's the question. Okay, I don't have an answer. I just bring the question. Okay, tefilat ha-musafin, and for the tefilah musaf, kemusafin shavyu ha-rabanan. They establish it exactly like the korban of musaf. Just like the korban can only be brought during the day, so to tefilah can only tefilah musaf can only be done during the day. Ulvidui parim, and the vidui on the animals is the yalif kapara kapara miyom kippurim. We learn on gzera shava of atonement for yom kippur. The Tanya, the Braita says, gabe yom kippurim, vechiper ba'ado v'ad beito. He atoned for his whole, for the whole, for him and for the whole, for his whole household. Bekaparat devarim akadu benaber. It's talking about kaparat devarim. They're just kapara with one's words. Vidui kapara. Right? Vekapara bimama hu. And we know that atonement is during the day. Dichtiv bayom hazeh chaper alechem. That on this day, I will atone for your sins. So you see that it is only during the day do you have the mitzvah of the vidui. Uvidui maaser. For the vidui.
Accepting that during the day, only during the light day.
Yes.
Day is 24 hours. So right. Who would always come and argue a day including
five? No, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a day of only from Netz until Shkia, ideally. Okay? Then we say, Dichtiv, Ulvidui Maaser. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Ve'amarta lifnei Adonai Elohecha, Bi'arti HaKodesh min HaBayit, Ve'samich Lein, right next to the Pasuk about Vidui Maaser, Hayom Hazeh. Adonai Elohecha Mitzavecha. He says that on this day Hashem is commanding you. What do you see? Hayom Hazeh. During the day, you have the mitzvah of Vidui Maaser. Okay, let's stop there for tonight. Chazak Baruch.